think what you've seen over the past few years here at the club is that they've built a strong foundation for the future. And so, unfortunately, there's been times in the past few years where the results haven't been what everybody had hoped. And to then cap that off by losing the Italian Cup final last year to Lazio was a massive disappointment for anybody involved with the club. But beneath that disappointment was still a strong foundation for the future. And so I think, the club did very well in the summer to assess the situation, to decide which players were needed here, to decide which players had value in the transfer market. And they really did a good job of now finding the right coach, allowing him the chance to work with players who he wanted. And so far this season, what you're seeing is the fruit of all that work.
The Coppa Italia final that Roma lost to Lazio, is it too much to say that that was an embarrassment or a humiliation? Just the fact that they lost to Lazio.
No, I mean, look, embarrassment, humiliation are not words that I would use. We all know what football at the highest level is like, especially then when you get to a final. It's all about who on the day is able to make a play. The margin between winning and losing is so fine. Certainly losing to our biggest rivals in the final of a cup, allowing them to lift that trophy in front of us, in front of our fans. I think when you speak to, when I speak to my friends who are Romans, who are supporters of the club, you're talking about one of the darkest days in the history of the club, without a doubt. But from disappointment and from the failure to win a cup like that comes even more determination and commitment. And as I said, there's a group of players and coaches here this year that are determined to put that right.
You didn't play in the first derby of this season, but to beat Lazio 2-0, especially after some of the Lazio fans staged a mock funeral for Roma after the cup final in May, how sweet was that?
Yeah, it was the first step along the way to putting things right. Obviously the Roman derby is one of the biggest in the world. We know what it means to ourselves, to our fans, to the club. And so now to start this season off and in amidst of winning a lot of good games at the beginning, to have one of those be the derby, goes a long way for ourselves, for our confidence and for the enthusiasm of the fans.
Explain how fierce this rivalry actually is.
Difficult to describe, difficult to describe to anybody, honestly, outside of Rome, outside of Italy. The only thing you can tell somebody is to come to the stadium one day and see it, because it's, actually better off coming to the stadium. Come to Rome the week of that game, and you start to feel and start to understand what this means for the people.
Talk to me about Francesco Totti. I mean, he's been here for nearly as long as you've been alive. Explain how much of a legend he is at this club.
Yeah, he's the symbol for this club. He's the symbol for every Roman, for every fan, for every person who's grown up in this city who's dreamed of playing professional football. He is the idol, the symbol, the example. And he obviously grew up in Rome. He's never left. He's won a World Cup playing, while during his time here. He's won, the Scudetto. He's won Italian Cups. And really, and more than anything, what people here have so much respect for him about is his loyalty. And that through a career where really one of the best players in the world, with the opportunity to go to the biggest clubs, Real Madrid, he always chose to stay loyal to this city, to these colors, to his club. And so in those ways, he is somebody who he's a legend.
And you've been playing with him in the twilight of his career, but I'm sure you can still give an assessment of how good he is.
Yeah, I mean, for me, whatever idea you have of how good he is, when you have the opportunity to play with him and to be around him every day, you see that he is even that much better. he's so gifted, so technically good. The way he's able to take balls in tight spots and make room for himself and then, you know, have the right eye to slip the right ball or to shoot or to, you know, set somebody else up is incredible. With his right foot, he can do whatever he wants. His shooting technique is amazing. You know, he has such a different, so many different ways of clipping balls, you know, striking through balls. And so in his prime, one of the best players in the world. And really, when you look at his form over the past, you know, year and a half, he's lost nothing.
So with Totti and yourself, players like Kevin Strootman, Ljajic, the players who are really in form at the moment, can Roma continue this vein? And are you genuine title challengers?
Look, the confidence and the belief in our dressing room is there. You know, we feel like there's a really good mix in our team of younger players, of veterans, of guys with experience. And look, we're not naive enough to think that just because we won a few games in a row at the beginning of a season that now that guarantees you anything. But having said that, there's a real confidence and there's a real determination inside our team to step on the field every weekend ready to give anything to come away with 3 points.
I'd just like to ask you about your dad. I mean, he's developed something of a hero status after going to coach the Egypt national team and refusing to leave the country, even amidst all of the post-revolutionary turmoil that's been going on there. What's your view of his attitude and his steadfast support of the Egyptian people and their football fans?
I'm incredibly proud. Incredibly proud of him, of my mother who's there with him, and their commitment to finishing what he started. He went there with the idea, with the dream of taking Egypt to the World Cup. And in the midst of all the instability in their country, in the midst of the revolution, in the midst of massacres, in the midst of so much trouble in their country, they have managed to keep a group of guys focused and committed on really the dream of the entire country. And I think it's in these ways, in these moments, that we're all able to see how powerful football is. In a country like that with so much turmoil, maybe the only thing that the Egyptians can agree on is their love and support for the national team and how the dream is to see them back in a World Cup.
Do you ever worry about your old man and your mum?
No, the Egyptian people have been incredible to them. You know, there's not been a day where they feel in any way unsafe or not at home. They've grown to really like Cairo. You know, the people, as I said, have been great to them. And so, you know, we're excited for what they're doing and you know, hoping that they can finish off this dream.
Two games away from doing that, you're injured at the moment, so you can't play in the next league fixture here or for the States in their final World Cup qualifiers. Are you tempted to go to Ghana and join your dad in the first leg of their World Cup qualifier?
If the first game were in Cairo, I'd be there for sure. You know, Ghana might be a little bit more difficult to get to, but no, I'll be watching and cheering like every other Egyptian that day.
There's a great deal of suspicion towards Americans in the Middle East as a whole, and there are always conspiracy theories about the hands of the Americans behind this and behind that. And yet there's your dad standing up very publicly and sort of announcing himself as almost kind of adopting the country. Two things really about that. One, there must be a certain amount of risk attached to doing that. But two, what an amazing ambassador he's become for your country.
Sure. I think the way that he's handled himself and the way that he's been able to lead his team in moments of turmoil has really gone a long way, both in Egypt and in the United States, to show what Americans are all about, what Egyptians are all about. And I think the work that he's done there has been something bigger than just football. You know, you see in these moments what people in our position are able to do in moments of difficulty. And so for him, in certain moments when things are crazy and things get even violent, he doesn't think he's doing anything special by staying. For him, it's where he lives, it's where he works. He's tied to something there, and that's all there is to it.
Have you ever detected a sense that he thinks, it's getting too much now. I'm not achieving. I can't achieve what I want to achieve in this environment. And maybe I should just say I did my best and go.
No, because the dream is to take them to the World Cup. And the dream that, you know, that idea is what has driven him, is what brought him there. It's what it's what drives him each day to stay and to be there. And at the end of the day, it's the dream of a whole country.
He qualified the US for the 2010 World Cup, and he took the national team to the final of the Confederations Cup a year earlier. But given all the circumstances, if Egypt qualify for Brazil 2014, do you think that will be his greatest achievement?
Given everything that's gone on in the country, given the turmoil and the just the day-to-day difficulty in organizing things on the team side, I think it would be absolutely something that he would look back on and say, "No, I'm really proud of this."